Today I'll be Ezra Hashem be learning Daf Gimel of Masechta Ksubas. Some of the topics we learn about include, the Gemara continues discussing Ein Oynes Begittin, and will explain the two reasons that the Chacham initiated Ein Oynes Begittin, and how a Get Rabbanan can override the Din D'Oraisa that the Get is not valid. The Gemara will also teach several exceptions to Besula Nisus Liyah Mervi. The Gemara will teach that a married woman who was Mezana Beratzin willingly becomes a surah to her husband. However, if she is violated by Einus against her will, she remains muteris to her husband, provided that he's a Yisrael. And Eishes Kohen becomes a surah to her husband, even by Einus. Some of the key terms and concepts they're learning about include Yesh Einus Begitten, Ein Einus Begitten. If the husband gave a get al tanai, and an Einus, circumstances beyond his control, kept him from preventing the tanai to be fulfilled, is the get valid? Afkeinu Rabban Likidushin. The Chacham can nullify the Kedushin retroactively. Shoktu Chacham al Takanis B'nais Yisrael she tereach b'su'udah shleishayam. The Chacham sought to promote the welfare of B'nais Yisrael by having the husband spend 3 days before the wedding preparing for the wedding feast and for the Shevet Yemei HaMishnah meals for the subsequent 7 days. This will allow him to be free to spend time with his kala during the Shevet Yemei HaMishnah. Shepamayim b'Shabbos bat din in Yeshim b'Yaris. B'yom Hasheni v'yom Chamishi. Ezra enacted that the Bezdin should convene every Monday and Thursday.